What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts like every time. I'm Nick.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Nick.
All right, guys. We got a good trio of guys here. You know what I mean? How good were your dudes. Weekends?
Chilling.
Vine.
Probably much better than Des Bryant's, I suppose.
Maybe, bro.
I mean,
I haven't quit football yet. So
We got some breaking news, dude. Apparently, he retired.
From one positive test, like, fuck it, dude. I'm over.
He got that mad that he was positive that he just retired.
How fragile was he? That's it. That was it. Because I'm like, dude, he can play next week. Like, let's take a week off and you're fine. He's like, no, I can't. I'm done.
The man couldn't take it anymore.
Is it still 10-7?
Yeah, it is.
I can't see. I'm like trying to look through the
results. Yeah, it's 10-17.
10-17, Lamar threw one touchdown, one pick.
So it's 9:58. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
It's 9:58.
All right. Let's go.
So I guess we got to get into our performance of the weeks already, dude.
I'll be quick because mine's just like very easy.
Can I get my honorable mention first before you interrupt me?
I got you.
Josh Jacobs? Rudely. Josh Jacobs, bro, dude.
Josh Jacobs.
Had a hell of a game, dude. Zero carries, 0 yards on the injury report. All right, Nicky, go now, dude.
Mine's going to be very easy. The entire New England Patriots organization for fucking spanking the Chargers. The Chargers had no business getting 45-0.
This wasn't one team being another team. This is one organization.
Saying
I'm significantly better than
you. You know what happened? They saw Herbert's haircut. Like, that reminds me of Brady. And they took it personally. And they're like, fuck you.
If like, dude. Teams were haircuts, the Chargers would be Herbert's haircut.
Dude, there is no need for them to go 45-0.
There's no reason.
No,
they scored like 3 special teams touchdowns. They scored the guy who got a punt return also got a touchdown receiving because they put in the backups.
That's did, fucking wild.
Did does the special teams points count towards like a defense's points?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, dude, because the defense had 30 points, and that's the only reason that justifies it.
And if you own the player, like I know AJ Brown got a kick return or a punt return a couple weeks ago, they don't get the points for the yards, but they get the points for the touchdown.
I figured.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So that's my performance of the week. New England, baby.
A complete stomp.
Bill Belichick.
Dollar bill, yo.
Dollar bill.
Mine's is Darren Waller. Absolutely manhandled that team, but did not manhandle my team.
You lost by 1 point.
I lost by, it wasn't his fault. It's not like I got my back blown out.
Hey, facts.
13 for 17, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mans did it.
And that was a close game, too.
You know, Steven and me, like, next year in the draft, we're probably taking tight ends first and second rounds.
Oh, I told
Kelsey's
this,
probably going
I to told this round. Before. If I'm not in the top 4 for the running backs, if I'm 5th, I'm taking Kelsey.
Yeah, this is the safest bet.
No, yeah, if I'm 5th or 6th, yeah, I'd probably take Kelsey. It's incredible. And I remember, like, when we did our first draft, like, you were telling me, like, oh, why do you value, like, tight ends so much? Like, because I was trying to take a tight end high. I remember that.
What, last? No.
The very first time we did fantasy, I remember you being like, bro, like, tight ends aren't that important, bro.
No, we figured. I picked Kittle.
Yeah, but then I was trying to take a tight end, like, high, and you were like, nah, bro. Like, and I'm like, huh?
No.
I remember this.
I wasn't here for this.
But you weren't here for that. But then, like, I always kind of figured the tight end was a very valuable position.
Well, okay. It's become way more valuable now
because it's like 1-2 and then poo-poo, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to get Kelsey at 3rd, but then.
No, and before even the best ones, like at max, would give you like.
I mean, even then, points. I still had a plan to take a tight end of the second or third, but then he went first, right? Kelsey went first.
No, I think he went first. Like,
he went
no,
second. Second. He went second. I think
I don't know about second, but he didn't go first.
No, I know Jacob.
Second or third.
Jacob
took him
the second.
Very high.
I don't know.
So no, I tried to get him, but I couldn't get him in time.
This shit was insane.
I think it was second.
So it had to be second.
There's a lot of good tight ends, bro. Biggest lie I've ever said in my life. All right, so for me, I'm going with Josh Allen, bro. We're going with Joshy Boy.
Joshy Poo.
Playing himself back into the MVP race, dude. 375 yards, 4 touchdowns against my 49ers. You know, we're not holding out hope for my team. I mean, we're not, like, giving up on my team. But we're going to get that draft pick, bro.
We're going to get that draft round pick. Top 5 pick.
Trevor Lawrence might be a 49er, bro. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think you'll get? Like, top 15?
Probably. Maybe even top 10.
No, I mean, if you don't make the playoffs, you're automatically, like, top 16. So it depends. And in the NFC, they might be able to make the playoffs. Who knows? But
it's not impossible, but it's
what
not
would
like
we
likely.
Take if we get Matt Ryan? I mean, the thing is, bro, the 49ers are such a hard team. Because like,
you think you think Matt Ryan's a realistic though?
Like, yeah.
You think it's like almost guaranteed at that point?
I think so. Unless they bring back Jimmy G. That all depends.
I doubt that.
I don't know. He did lead you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the 49ers are a very unpredictable franchise.
San Francisco.
to what I've noticed.
So we're going to talk about a very unpredictable game. And you know, dude, I have to say that you can text Steven right now and ask him. Before the game started, I told him, I don't know why, I have a feeling Washington's going to win this game.
I'll take your word for it.
Right? And fucking Washington pulled it off, bro. The upset of the century. The undefeated have fallen.
I texted him before the game or during the game. I'm like, listen, obviously I want you guys to win. But as long as Deontay Johnson doesn't have a game, I'm good.
He had a game.
He did not have a game.
Oh, okay. Well, he had a pretty good game.
He had a pretty good
game. Fantasy-wise. So, like, it wasn't a game changer for, like...
How much was it?
Like, it was, like, 16 points.
Did all right.
16 points is fine.
That's decent.
I mean, it makes
sense. Oh, Marquise Brown just got a touchdown. Sleeper has just let me know.
Oh, I lied to your face. He had 21 points.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game.
I was thinking about something. I was thinking about the Amari Cooper. So, he didn't have a good... He had a great game. The Cedars did not have a good
game. In order for Rashad to beat you, Amari needs to drop like 50.
Yeah, but you never know.
You never know.
He texted me today. He's like, bro, Amari Cooper, I need him to get at least 23 points. I was like, dog, what type of math are you doing? He has somebody left. You need way more
who
points.
Who texted
him? Rashad.
Well, I said him. I'm like, fuck, dude? Whose side are you on?
But anyways, let's get back to it, right? So now they're tied with the Chiefs, even though they're I think they're still...
We're still first place because the Chiefs was a divisional loss.
Divisional loss. So which team do you think ends up going with a first round bye? Going into the playoffs.
Let me.
Let Nick answer first, and you can go on your.
Go ahead.
On your hour.
No, I was just gonna look up the schedule of the next game to see like
I could tell you. I could tell you the Chiefs. Like I could tell you that.
Yeah. Oh wait.
That's my answer. Genuinely.
Oh okay. You think it's gonna be the Chiefs? Well, the Chiefs play the Dolphins.
They play the Dolphins. Saints.
That's not an easy win. I'm not saying they're gonna lose, but it's not an easy win.
Yeah. The Saints.
The Saints.
Again, not an easy win.
The Falcons and then the Chargers. So that's two easy wins and then two, like, who knows?
Who knows wins. And I feel like kind of the same thing with me a little bit where it's like I think one easy win. Like, I was telling Nick in the car, I'm like, there's no way we lose to the Bengals. I don't care how banged up that team is. There's no way we lose to the Bengals.
Bro. Brandon Allen.
Is that guy.
So you have the Bills this week, obviously.
We have the Bills, then the
Bengals,
Colts. No. Bills, Bengals, Colts, and then Browns.
Oh, shit, dude. That's
a little toughy. So a little toughy.
They both have two games that they can win for sure, and then like other two.
What do you think is the second game?
For you guys?
I know it's the Bengals, but what's the other game, do you think?
Honestly, I don't know why. I think the Colts, like, you guys got them.
I feel
the
like
Browns,
it's not impossible.
I think the
three teams?
I think the Browns get you guys the second time.
That's what I think.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Browns kind of scared me now, especially since now they're not throwing the ball to Odell.
Yesterday we were talking shit about them last week, dude.
We were talking shit about it. And then
the least scary
they came out. They did
they
it.
They listened to the podcast. They're like, oh, these fucking bitches.
Baker was listening to
this guy.
The three Alexes don't fucking like me.
You think I have 20 commercials to be called trash?
Then now he's gonna get plenty more commercials. So can I go on my rant? Is it time?
Okay. All right, sir, it's time.
All right, so I've broken down.
Get some water.
I've broken down why the Steelers have lost, besides just being a garbage team. They're not garbage. I love them. All right, so basically, the one answer that's on everyone's mind is fire Randy Fitchner. Right, that's their offensive coordinator. He calls the stupidest plays I've ever seen right now. Who calls a run pat like a run on fucking 3rd and 10?
I was thinking about that right now. That was a terrible play.
Who calls a run on 3rd and 10?
Well, you know who does? Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens elite though. That's different. Here's the problem. When all the Washington players were like, we figured out Pittsburgh's offense, it's literally run pass until it works. Like that's literally
That was
I've
my
watched
problem with the Jaguars.
I've watched enough Steelers football to know. Right? So and then who the fuck throws a wheel route to a third string running back on 4th and 1?
Bro, dude, to McFarlane,
Steelers
bro,
do baby.
Dude.
The Steelers do baby.
Bro. He went from primetime TV to fucking being on the Steelers running back.
Dude, and here's the problem is that like is the lack of trust in your kicker. I get this is his first NFL game. That kicker.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know his name.
Boswell
was. Boswell,
Matthew Wright, isn't it?
Matthew Wright, yeah. Because Boswell was injured, right? And it was a bit windy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right? So it's like but what makes you think that like of that type of play, a wheel route on 4th and 1 works more than a 40-yard field goal.
Or a QB quarterback sneak.
Or a quarterback sneak.
A huge quarterback.
Like the way Mike Tomlin said it, I think he did, where it's like, if you can't convert 1 yard, you don't deserve to win.
Yeah, I know. You guys had 5 chances. I saw that. Did you guys
have
5 chances to convert 1 yard?
Yeah, exactly. We fucking, it was a bunch of like, you know, whatever, like 1st and goals. And then there was a fucking something, like some sort of penalty that went back to 1st and goal. And yeah, we had like fucking 5-6 chances to do it. Yeah, and it didn't work.
You guys have a very big problem. Not gonna lie.
How does that not like communicate with you? And like you, whatever. Like our running back one has COVID, but still, I don't know if it would have made a significant difference.
No, James
and at
Connor.
The, and
no.
at the same time, if you're fourth and one in the red zone, you're at like your 2 yard line. Use the fucking fullback that you paid.
Yeah,
I forgot Derek Watt was me on the too. Team.
Oh, I remember last week I was driving, like, dude, where did Derek Watt go? And I'm like, he's a Steeler.
I forgot he was on the team because of that stupidity.
You guys, that's a very big problem. You guys are 29th in rushing yards.
How does that happen?
They're in the last four games, they're averaging like 60 yards.
Even with James Conner in, you guys are just like at best average at running the football.
And I don't understand that, right? I don't understand how you don't see that as a problem. I was telling Nick this the other day, or today, where it's like, I feel the Steelers, like, everyone in the organization has the mentality that we're the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the greatest organizations ever, so we can't be wrong. And that's really stupid, right? Because even like last year, coming into this year, everyone was like, what are you going to do at quarterback? And everyone's like, nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean nothing? Like, you have to figure this out somehow.
Because they're betting on Big Ben.
Exactly. But you can't just, like, what, you're going to bet on Big Ben for the next 4 or 5 years? Like, no,
why not,
bro.
Dude? Come on.
Why not, bro? He's elite, right? Like, so
he's got six more years in him, I swear.
Exactly.
Like, I saw the way he throws that ball.
He's playing to at least 45, buddy. Come on.
Oh my god, bro. I just hope the Jets end up cutting Sam Darnold instead of trying to trade him. But
bro, even if they trade him, they're not gonna get a lot. They're not gonna get more than
exactly. So they're not gonna get
what the Cardinals got for even Josh Rosen.
For Josh Rosen,
which is nothing, a second round pick. Even though a second round pick is a lot, I guess.
It's high up there.
But for Sam Darnold, 3 years, hasn't done anything, and you know that they're going to pick a quarterback
in the
first round?
You're getting a fourth round pick. At best, right? So I feel like that needs to happen. A lot of things I might say are going to be repeated because I was just ranting in my little diary. So yeah, the wheel route. Our defense got hurt like a lot. Joe Hayden has a concussion. Steven Nelson was out with a knee injury. Marquise Pouncey still hasn't played after COVID. Bud Dupree obviously got hurt last week. And then Robert Spillane, who was in to replace the already injured Devin Bush, is also injured. We're down to a third string linebacker. We're down to almost a third string outside linebacker. Backup corners. Like, it's just it's
deteriorating.
It's a mess. It's a mess. And that's why I wrote it in here. I'd be surprised if we win a playoff game at this point.
Dolphins versus I actually want to play you guys in the first round.
I think it'd be funny.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I'll watch it here. I'll just be like, fuck you, right? And then you win, and it's like, whatever.
I'm not saying we'd win, but I just think it'd be entertaining.
It'd be a fun game.
Because like last time we played them in the playoffs, even though we got our asses kicked, it was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Matt Moore almost died on
Matt
the
Moore almost died. Yeah,
I remember that. I remember it. I'm like, oh,
brother. And kind of carrying off of that is that, yeah, like, Super Bowl chances are just extremely low. Like, not extremely low, but like, well, lower than before.
You guys still have a chance to make, I mean, not to make the playoffs, to make the Super Bowl.
It's not impossible.
But the fucking running game, it doesn't make sense to me how they're so bad at running the football. You guys hadn't let Big, at least I didn't know. I don't know if they got a sack last night.
They did.
He got, Big Ben got sacked. But
I don't know.
Going into the game, they hadn't given up a sack in 18 quarters.
Jesus.
That's a lot of fucking quarters. But how do you not run block? Because I was looking at Benny Snell, right? Mm-hmm. At least on one of the plays I saw, there were no holes for him. The man just ran directly into
the offensive line.
I can push.
I saw that play happen a lot, and I'm just like, why? Like, like, how does that happen?
It's like, I understand, like, pass blocking and run blocking are two different things. But it's like all the offensive linemen for the Steelers are in Madden. And they're on 99 pass block, zero run block.
Yeah,
it's just non-existent.
it concerns me. But then off of that, it's like the Super Bowl chances are very hard. Like, it's not impossible. I mean, the last time we made the Super Bowl, we were 6th seed. So it's not impossible, right?
The Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
The 6-0 Steelers against the
7-9 Giants.
Captain.
Right. It's not impossible, but like going against the Chiefs
faith
at this point. Finally. I do believe the loss takes a lot of pressure off of the team.
Because
like this I just think like I was watching the post game interview with Mike Tomlin. He just looked relieved. Because I think you're just held to such a high standard, right? It's like
well, also a bunch of people were calling them frauds.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
So now it's like, oh, they have one loss, they can't be called frauds anymore.
I guess so. So it's like,
I mean, I was listening because Hugh Jackson went on Brandon Marshall's podcast yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And then he pretty much said that he didn't think that Mike Tomlin would go for 16-0 anyways. He said that, like, he's done it before where he'll rest his players last week just because he's focused on winning the chip. He doesn't care about
record, but so. I think at that point where it's like,
yeah,
if we were to get 15-0, we go against the Browns, and then the Chiefs are still 15 and 15-1
Oh, you
right?
have to.
Yeah. We have to win the game, right?
Well, no, not well.
No, because it'd be against the Browns, and then it'd be a divisional game. But that game would be in Cleveland, so we would still probably get the first seed because we'd have less home.
Well, no, the Chiefs lost at home.
So then, if that game is against the Browns in Cleveland, right? So even if we were to lose that game,
you'd still be the first seed.
We'd still be the first seed. Yeah. Oh, so I didn't think about that.
Because that'd be the second tiebreaker.
Exactly, that's the second tiebreaker. So, but even now, if we end up going 15-1, which won't happen, right? But if we end up going 15-1, it would, even if we lose to Buffalo. Which is probably gonna happen, right? If we lose to Buffalo, like
you guys weren't in, it's because Josh,
right? It'd still be like a little bit hard. Like I'm kind of betting on the Chiefs losing a game, but like, will it happen? Probably not. But
the Saints are playing pretty good. That's why, like I was saying, like it's kind of like in between. Because
I'll get to the Saints in a second when we talk about that. But
even though we talk about like this, we make fun of the Steelers for having a Mickey Mouse schedule, which you guys did. The Chiefs don't have like a much harder schedule either. They also have a Mickey Mouse schedule.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, how are you going to hold down on the Steelers? Because it's like they didn't pick this schedule. You know what I mean?
I think you guys did.
I think we did. Right? And I mean, like, talent. I mean, we had the second easiest schedule. Those bums on the TV over there, the Ravens, had the easiest schedule, and they're 6-5.
Did they actually?
Yeah,
they had the easiest. I mean, schedule. That's why they're supposed to go 16-0.
That's what. Yeah. No, genuinely, that's actually why Colin
still can.
They still can, it's bro. Still it's happening. Yeah, it's still happening right now, right?
Yeah, bro, I just got under my phone. NFL extends season to 38 games. 38
games. Bro, it's gonna happen. And the Ravens play college teams now. Right.
But like, you know what I mean? Like they had the easiest schedule be under us, and they're 6-5. So I don't.
The team's just falling apart. That, the Ravens, bro.
Yeah,
it was just that one high.
Everything's crumbling at this point. But still, whatever. It takes a lot of fresh off of them. So that's what I'm a little bit like more like, you know what I mean? But whatever. Washington. That's a good team.
Washington, bro.
That's a fucking good team.
That has been a completely different team since Alex Smith has taken over.
I've said this either here or personally where it's like, dude, Washington's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, Washington's a quarterback away from being a really good team. That's, and Alex Smith is being serviceable, so it's good enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, for like this game, Alex Smith won the comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
I saw someone saying, oh, with 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, he's going to win that. Comeback player of the weird year doesn't matter about fucking that.
Stats.
They told him that he could have died of the infection he had.
I told Nick, right, the second he stepped on the field in that Rams game,
he
won comeback player of the year. The second he stepped on the field.
That now he's playing winning football. And he's
3-1.
If he takes the football team to the fucking playoffs.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind.
God, dude. And the thing is, that team's actually pretty good. They have good young talent. Gibson and Taysom Hill, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, not Taysom Hill. Scary Terry.
Scary Terry. Who was held out? Like they were holding him back. They were holding Scary Terry back. Bro. I appreciated that.
But you lost to Sims with
Cam Sims.
Cam Sims.
What else? People need to fucking catch balls.
It's crazy that the NFC East is now between Washington and New York.
Dude, it was a good week for the fucking NFC.
Both teams. Did you know both teams could make the playoffs? Well,
if that's a win for the Cowboys, it's a good win for the Cowboys too.
Oh, if they win for sure. But
it was only not a good game.
The player just saw on TV. They're not winning this fucking game.
What was it? I saw.
They tried to throw to Zeke in triple coverage.
That's a hell of a play, dude. Better than throwing to your third string quarterback.
Either triple or double coverage. Like it wasn't a good like.
Dude, damn, Zeke's not even a good receiving back, and you try to do that on triple coverage.
Hey, just feed him, bro.
But feed me.
Good week for the NFC East.
Good week for the NFC East.
Even if the Cowboys lose.
But
just go the way.
Yeah, because the Eagles found their quarterback. Well, look at that. All right, so a lot is going to be going back from me talking about Washington to me talking about Pittsburgh. This is just a rant. People need to catch fucking balls. This is frustrating.
Dude, for all those fucking TikTok dances you guys do,
this is frustrating.
Shit,
seriously.
We had seven drops last week, and that puts us at 34, the most drops in the NFL.
They're better at catching the wool than they are catching the football, dude.
This is so frustrating.
They have the most drops this season than they ever had in 15 years.
TikTok's number one, too. Come on, bro.
You gotta get the wins when you can. All
right. Who's the wide receiver with the most drops? Probably Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. I mean, well, the person with the most drops is Ebron, actually. He's not a wide receiver, so it's like,
I understand what you're trying to
say. But he's actually has the most drops. But then it'd probably be Deontay. An actual wide receiver, probably Deontay. Maybe Juju after that.
Okay. Yeah, Juju did pretty bad last night.
Yeah, Juju.
Bro, my man had 7 receptions for 28 yards.
Yep.
It's a 4 yards a catch.
Yep. But on that note, I actually feel like that actually guarantees an extension. Fun fact. Because Big Ben actually kind of relies on Juju. Because Juju actually does catch the fucking ball and can actually maneuver when necessary. He's influential just being there, as not so much as like putting up numbers and stuff like that.
I came up with a better plan for the Dolphins other than Juju.
Go ahead.
Allen Robinson.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that too.
Brother, but
there's a couple teams I think Allen Robinson should go to, but that's a good one. I like that. Let's see. Our defense was hurt. Playoff team. Yeah, too many drops.
If the Steelers lose again, I'm gonna kill myself.
If we lose the playoffs, Ben is just done.
Ben is just fucking done. It's like starting to go on a downhill. Right.
Well, okay, because for the majority of the season, what he's been doing is just dinking and dunking.
Yep.
Because he knows that the Steelers, you guys have really talented wide receivers.
We do. We have a good wide receiver core, I believe.
Yeah, and you guys, most of your yards, I'm assuming, are yards after catch, because I haven't seen him really launching balls downfield like he usually does.
No.
Like, bro, I remember when they used to play the Jaguars, bro. Like, that 1 year, 2017, when we beat you guys twice.
Which game are you talking about?
The first one. Where AB went off for like 150, bro. Like, damn. He's just launching that shit downfield, bro. That's usually the Big Ben I know. This year, he's like releasing the ball in like less than 2 seconds on most plays.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Gets a fast release, yeah. But whatever, what am I going to do? But
so talking about 2017, no, I'm joking.
I still believe a quarterback change should be considered soon. I mean, what, he's not doing horrible for me but to be like,
old.
Yeah, he's just old. Like, you got to think about it.
No. In my opinion, it's better to get the quarterback out early than it is late.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's exactly. Like,
you don't want to see him deteriorate.
I don't know if it was before this game or this game counts when they lost. Big Ben was 102, 2-1 when leading 14-0. He was 100.
Oh, for real?
102 games won.
102.
102 games lost and one tie.
Well, now three.
Now three.
Tie was against the Browns, if you don't know.
What happened?
The tie was against the Browns.
Oh, for real?
Tragedy.
I'm joking.
Yeah, too many drops as the team. I mean, a loss was inevitable. I would have rather it to have been a more oomph team. Like, if we lost to the Bills, I wouldn't be like complaining as much.
Damn, bro, we're going to Super Bowl this year, bro. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
We still can do it. To Washington, we're fucking done.
Yeah,
scrap the team.
Run game
over.
Needs to improve. We need to draft Travis Etienne.
That's not gonna happen.
It is gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
It is gonna happen.
We have two first round picks. Do you make it past us twice?
Yeah,
not once.
Possibly.
The same way you did it. We didn't draft Jonathan Taylor last year.
But that doesn't seem like a bad pick, though, dude.
But
not once. But deuce.
We have Miles Gaskin, bro. Oh, rich for 91 yards.
Oh, shut up.
And Gesicki.
I feel like I'm leaving something out here. Oh my god, bro! Did you see like the end of the second quarter?
The fucking robbery of Alex Smith. When he ran with
so
the ball
if you
out
didn't,
of bounds.
If you didn't know, okay, so they were trying to make like a steady drive because they were 14-0 at this point.
They were
trying to, you know, make a drive down the field, right? But then the clock was still running because they were just running the
and
ball.
And they had no timeouts.
Right, and they had no timeouts, right? So then when Alex Smith got sacked, he got up and took the ball out of field. So then the clock stopped. Right? So once he took the ball out of field, and then they were just like, oh, what are we doing? They're like, oh, fuck it, just let him do the field goal.
He's getting fined for sure.
That is not correct.
What a god.
That is not correct.
And he knew what he was doing because in the angle I saw, you see him smiling like, I did it.
Hey. Yeah.
And then you see the ref in the back like, give me the ball.
Yeah.
the ball.
It's like, where is he going?
Where is he going?
Hey, this is coming from the team that stepped on the field, whose coach stepped on the field during a kick return. A couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
No, but we pulled some bullshit on the Ravens last week.
Did you guys actually?
Yeah, at the end of the second quarter, right? The Ravens were in the red zone, right? And I think someone rushed in. I don't know who. One of those fucking Gus Edwards, maybe. Right? Someone rushed in, but then our D-line stopped them. But then everyone jumped on top. So then everyone thought there was a fumble, and the clock kept going. Right, and then
I think I know what you're talking
and
about.
And then and then like they were trying to separate people, and the club just kept going. And then John Harbaugh was like, "Hey, like, you know, what are they doing?" And then the game just went as normal.
Yeah, I do. Remember
I like that one. That was a good one.
Hey,
that was
rules
good.
Are meant to be broken.
Rules are meant to be broken. I like the one, but yeah, fire Randy Fischner. Figure it out.
You know who you guys should hire? Doug Peterson. I mean,
that is something to consider. Yeah,
Doug Peterson,
the
Doug
best
Peterson.
Head coach. No. You only need
Adam Gase.
I mean, if you guys are able to get an offensive mind like that on your team,
with that defense, you guys can't lose.
We can't lose, bro.
Your rushing yards, bro. You're 29th right
through
now.
The
you're
roof.
Able to 32nd.
Exactly.
32nd, bro.
I can't lose in these shoes.
Yeah, bro. All right.
That's it for me.
I think we're ready to move forward.
Yeah, let's move on.
We're talking about your favorite team, the Steelers. Now moving on to the other Nick.
Yes, sir.
His favorite team, the Saints, bro. Saints. Molly whopped the Falcons again, bro.
Doesn't stop with the segues.
Taysom Hill, he threw his first touchdown pass since 2017. Do you think the Saints have found the quarterback of the future?
No.
Are you?
Well, I'll say, are you? I am Nick. I am Nick today.
No, like,
I don't know, man. It's pretty good.
Okay, so the passing. Okay, no, passing wise. Okay, so it was Falcons, Denver Falcons, right? Yeah. Okay, so the first Falcons game, passing wise, like, he didn't throw a passing touchdown, but he was good enough to like keep them in the whatever. He was scoring on the touchdown. It's like, it's for me. The Broncos game, even though they blew him out, throwing wise, he didn't play good.
Hey, he threw for more yards than the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
That's true. He completed more passes than the Broncos. This game, he did a little bit better. He finally scored. He finally threw it for
a touchdown. Two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a one rushing one.
No. But he's talented.
Like,
232 yards?
I don't think so. Like, this is fun.
This is fun.
But like, I kind of wish, like, even though like they're not going to, but I kind of wish this Falcons game they would put in Jameis. But I knew they weren't going to. But just to see like a comparison.
I don't know. I think Sean Payton's really sold on this guy being the quarterback of the future.
Dude, Sean Payton, the Saints are QB school. You want to be a quarterback? Go to Sean Payton.
Hey, he's a good enough coach where like he can make up for this.
Because Taysom Hill and any other team wouldn't be. No one would know Taysom Hill. No one would know Taysom Hill.
But he's looked pretty good in my opinion.
I like him. Funny to me. It's just like, is he like the long term goal? I don't know.
I mean, okay.
Like I said before, if Breeze is like really healthy for playoff time, you put in Breeze. You do not fucking let Taysom Hill go.
Yeah, but I don't know if Breeze is ever gonna play football again,
dude. From what I saw, like when I was searching, like what people were like top tens, and that's why like whatever, people swear that he's playing the Chiefs.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I can't make any assumptions for Drew Brees.
Me either, because that man's a different breed.
If he comes back, because from 11 broken ribs, bro.
Say like, fuck it, I have one more. Wild. He's come back player of the year. I don't care,
bro. Dude, that's crazy. But for me, I'm not really sure yet, dude. Because the thing is, Pat McAfee was saying that like the difference in this week and other weeks is probably that like in like the Saints like office or whatever when they're having quarterback meetings. They probably told him, like, bro, you have to pull the trigger on this. Yeah. You have to, like, because you can throw the ball into tight spaces. They see him throw the ball. So they're saying that, like, it gave him the confidence to actually sling it this game. But I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm basing this off of stats. I haven't actually sat there and watched a Saints game.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just basing it off of, like, what he's done and, like, highlights I've seen.
He looks like they're just playing wildcat offense the entire day. It's literally like.
Yeah. It doesn't look right.
What the Broncos did for one game, they're just doing it the entire
the
time.
That's
what it looks like.
And but it's working. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, man. I think if he sticks like that, I don't know if they'll go far in the playoffs, personally, if it sticks like
let's
that.
Let's be honest. Okay, besides the Super Bowl year, how far have they gone with Breeze in the playoffs?
NFC Championship.
3 years ago.
It was against the Rams. When.
Yeah. But
and then ago, divisional.
A couple divisionals.
Losing in the last play, dude.
Every time. I don't know if Taysom Hill's the answer for that. I don't know if he's just going to, like,
no, I'm not saying he's going to be better than. I'm okay. He's not going to be better than Breeze. All right, that's literally impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna replace him with a better quarterback than Breeze. There's only one team who's ever replaced their quarterback with a better quarterback. That's the Packers.
Oh,
well, yep. Okay. Talking about like taking over for a Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay,
yeah, I get you.
Not Alex Smith to Mahomes. Like,
the Brett Favre. Yeah.
yeah, I get you.
No,
yeah.
I was gonna fucking what's this guy's name that Brady replaced?
I was gonna say
Bledsoe. No, Bledsoe was a Hall of Fame.
I was gonna say Montana to Steve Young.
But Steve Young wasn't better than Montana.
No.
But exactly. They were the same caliber.
No, so, wait, do you think Aaron Rodgers is better than Brett Favre? Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. As soon as I asked that, I'm like, what am I asking?
Come on. We looked at you like, really?
Yeah. His bad years are most quarterback's careers. All right, yeah, that's not even a question, dude. So that's not going to happen. But it's like, do you guys maybe have it for like 5 years? I can see you guys staying with Taysom Hill for a little while.
Really?
Until it doesn't work.
I honestly think, for example, say Breeze retires this season, I think they're going to have a, like, not a fight, but they're going to have, like yeah, during the offseason, if there is an offseason, which hopefully there will be, they're going to, like, try to compete Winston for Taysom Hill.
I don't think so. Winston's on a one-year deal. Winston's probably going to go to the team.
Yeah, but no other team.
For a starting job, or?
I think it'll be the same.
Pittsburgh. I'm not against it.
I mean, me either.
Dude, crab Big legs ben on retires? The steel. Oh, my God. I paid money to see that.
Big Ben might retire, dude. Honestly. Yeah.
Most likely.
He said he was going to retire after he got injured. He was just, the defense wanted him to come back and play.
Most likely. I'm fine with it. I saw him play. You can go.
And no offense, dude. Coming from a team with a good defense, the only way to go is down. Bro, look at our defense this year, bro. We're going down. Rebuilding, coming fast.
I saw this thing on TikTok where it's like Carson Wentz has more pass completions to a person named Diggs than Josh Allen does, and there's no person named Diggs on the Eagles team.
So who is it?
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. But it's just anyone else. Oh, it's just not an Eagles player. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of, if we don't keep,
is it Trayvon Diggs?
No. Would it be? No, he's only been there for 1 year.
Yeah, but has he thrown an interception to him?
Yeah, I think he did in the game.
I don't know. There you go. I have answered your question.
Let's say, okay, so I'm going to say, like, both case scenarios. We keep Jameis because, like, oh, fuck it. Like, no team's going to want me because, like, I haven't played. So, like, that's just.
Oh, my. It's not going to happen.
No, I'm just, like, hypothetical.
Making
here.
Up a hypothetical scenario.
Or, like, for example, just, like, I want to really compete for this team. Like, they say, like, if they say Breeze is retiring, he's done. Do you want to stay here to compete? He's like, yes, I do. Because I like this team. I like the playbook, whatever. Then they compete. Jameis wins and takes over. Taysom Hill can either go somewhere else or just finally become a tight end like he wants
to
be.
But would Jameis win?
Throwing wise, I think, yeah.
Because this year he has the option.
He's going to launch him.
He'll fucking throw him.
I don't know who's going to catch him, but they're going to get launched.
It'll finally be someone else besides I don't know. I think.
Might finally throw a Tampa Bay players.
But,
yeah.
But if.
Jameis, now he can see, bro. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, now he can see.
He got the surgery. So just say Jameis goes off to another team like someone else could, and we're stuck with Taysom. But I would like to see another quarterback come to the Saints organization.
I don't think Sean Payton has the same mindset as you. I think he's betting. That's why they signed him to the extension.
Yeah, but it's not that much money. It's like $10 million.
Now Taysom Hill's the third most expensive backup in the league. Who's Carson Wentz one? Carson Wentz one.
I think who's the first?
Two is Nick Foles, dude. What a coincidence.
Maybe it's just get like what I don't know if you said it. No, you said it. Of just the team and like the coach is working with Taysom Hill to get that confidence up to throw the ball, then maybe. But it's just one of these, like, from what, because I only saw the first Falcons game and the second in the Broncos game. I didn't see this one. So, like, from what I saw, especially from the Broncos game, he's not ready. But if.
Bro, the Broncos game was a tough watch, bro.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
I watched every like, time.
Because like, I put it on the red zone whenever, like, it's not a Dolphins game or anything, like, at that time.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's just rough. That's just rough. No red zone plays on that game, dude. All right.
That was bad.
Let's move on, bro.
Yeah.
We have to apologize to Cleveland. The Browns.
I'm not apologizing.
The Browns won a big game, dude. The Browns beat the Titans.
I ain't apologizing.
41-35.
You know, I'll apologize to the Cleveland Browns. I'm not apologizing to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Baker.
Fuck Baker Mayfield.
Bro, he's nasty.
Hulu has life support.
Bro,
we didn't
pick him as our performance of the week, bro. I should have picked him.
We should have. You should have.
I should have, bro.
Didn't.
You're slipping, Nick.
Yeah. They did it. I think we confirmed one thing. Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer going to be a part of the Cleveland Browns anymore.
Well, okay. Like, in order for him to get trade value, he needs to be a part of the Cleveland Browns.
No, they're going to release him.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they take the hit on the cap hit. Even though I agree, then Baker Mayfield is way better without Odell Beckham.
Yeah. He's like, I can finally play the game.
I finally don't have to force the ball to someone.
He is way better without OBJ. Yep.
Yeah.
It just works.
So you see, like, this works out perfectly. So then we sign Allen Robinson. We sign Odell Beckham.
We're not signing Odell Beckham.
Devontae Parker in the slot.
Oh, my God.
We're just going to be stacked, bro.
Oh, Parker. I heard Adams, like.
Okay. Bro, OBJ should just get traded to the Eagles and call quits.
Bro, he's not going to get traded to the Eagles. The Eagles aren't smart enough to do that.
That's true.
That makes too much common sense to do.
Exactly. Why would you take DK and Justin Jefferson?
To Houston.
And that's not impossible. Not against it.
Oh, I mean, actually, like, no, yeah.
I'm going to Houston. Yeah, I think it's fine. I think Allen Robinson should go to Houston.
Should go to Houston.
Somebody should go to Houston.
They need to help Deshaun Watson, dude. He's going to have a mental breakdown.
But Will Fuller's nasty.
But he's suspended.
Exactly. Will
Fuller's nasty.
PEDs, baby.
All right. So either way, do you still believe that the Browns are the least intimidating 9-win team of all time?
No. But
without Odell, I fear them.
But, just a little bit
but intimidating. But according to Colin Coward's mentality, I do not think that they're better than the Steelers. But...
Oh yeah, because
you don't.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, I mean, have you seen Colin Coward's like top 10? Like
not this week.
But you know how he does it. He's not like all based off records. Like who
he's
he
like.
Thinks
I think
the
this team can
team.
Beef this team and so on and so forth.
He had the Steelers at 8, and had the.
You had the Steelers at 8 this week.
He had them at 8, and he's like, oh, I'm being generous.
Fucking hate Colin Coward.
And he had the Browns at 7. He had the Browns, the Bucks, and the Rams above the Steelers.
That doesn't make sense. If with using your same mentality. we've literally beaten the Browns. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, but now, but without Odell,
well, I get it's like now, whatever. That was a different.
Just said that we thought the Browns would beat the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
hindsight.
Like, it's just. Whatever. I mean, whatever.
Either way, I'm a little bit more sold on the Browns now. I wouldn't be surprised if they won a playoff game. I'm not saying they're going.
Who
would
they play first?
At this rate,
it'd be whoever the last.
No.
The wild card.
No. They'd be.
It would be the last divisional team. It'd be the Titans.
No, the Colts.
Oh, whoever it is, yeah.
I think they can beat the Colts.
Can they beat the Colts?
Mm. I think so.
Probably. I think their offense is a little bit more dynamic than theirs.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think they can beat the Colts.
Also, the fucking Browns defense is pretty fucking trash, even though they're talented. They have the defensive player of the year on
the
team.
No, they don't.
The defensive player of the team.
No, they don't.
He's half a sack behind TJ Watt, and he missed two games.
I don't care.
Defensive player of the year.
Half a sack?
How many sacks did he have? He has 10.5 sacks.
No, he doesn't.
Switch it up.
Right, that might have been this week. I was too stressed out. yeah, I mean, whatever. It's fine.
He's a baller. Miles Garrett.
TJ Watt player of the year.
TJ Watt.
He has 10.5 sacks, yes. He's tied for third.
Yeah, because Aaron Donald won and TJ Watt. So then
no, TJ Watt has won.
TJ Watt's won.
Aaron Donald is tied with TJ Watt. With 11 sacks, yes.
Oh, okay. I get what you're trying to say. Yeah.
So that's 1-2 and then 3 is...
Well, then it'd be 1-1 one, one, and then 3.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. But I'm just saying, whatever. Look at him. He's fact-checking me on the spot. But I know my shit, dude. I literally saw the 11. Infographic yesterday. I don't know if he got a sack during the game, but...
Because the picture I saw said that TJ Watt was leading the league in sacks, quarterback hits, and tackle for losses.
But in the bottom, it has like a little yellow thing, and it says tied with Aaron Donald.
I see it. I just saw 1-1-1, and I'm like, that's all I need to see.
What was I going to say? What measures a half sack? Like, how do you...
Someone has a sack with you. Like, I got you, bro.
Yeah,
when it's two okay.
When they double team that poor bastard.
Yeah, when they like put the quarterback in doggy, dude. You see that shit, bro?
Exactly.
That's
what it is. That's all we hook
from. All right, let's move forward to the main event today, dude. Now, we had three NFC East topics today. It's insane, right? That's the Eagles versus the Packers. Doug Peterson finally pulled the plug on Carson Wentz, who's one of my favorite quarterbacks. I still love you, daddy. And benched him for Jalen Hurts. Moving forward, who do you think should be the Eagles' starting quarterback for the rest of the season?
Jalen Hurts.
This has obviously been answered.
Exactly. The media has answered a question.
It's Jalen Hurts.
So, so let's change this question. What do you think they should do with Carson Wentz now?
Trade him.
Gone.
The fuck? I mean, they still have to owe him, like 20-some mil.
No, it's a bunch of dead cap. If they ever cut him, bunch of dead cap.
Carson Wentz, hear me out. Hear me out to the Saints.
I was going to ask you, actually, when we're talking about the Saints.
Carson Wentz to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're bringing him up.
Shut up.
No, I hate that. I would hate that.
Why?
I wouldn't like it.
He plays exactly like Big Ben,
You know who I want? Dak.
Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Dude, I want Dak to fucking launch them to
Michael Thomas. I want Sam Darnold really badly.
Okay, you take him.
I'm not against Dwayne Haskins either. That's something.
Would you rather have Dwayne Haskins and Sam Darnold over Carson Wentz?
Look at the quarterback he picks for his team. I pick Dak. I'll take Carson. Fuck it. Cam. He's like, I want Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins, bro.
Fucking bozo.
Fuck it. Give him to me.
Hey, because you know they're Steelers. They don't need quarterbacks.
Exactly. We're the greatest organization in the world.
Fucking bozos.
How many Super Bowls?
Six.
How many Super Bowls in the last decade?
Oh,
none. The answer is zero. How many AFC championships in the last decade, dude?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Like one, right?
Like not three or something like that.
Three.
Went to a couple with the Patriots.
How many AFC championships in 2017?
See, this is what I mean. This right now is when he's a Jaguars fan, bro. Like right now,
so funny. So funny.
So again,
I remember when this kid texted me. He's like, "Bro, when's the last time the Jaguars made the playoffs, bro?"
The last 2017.
Steelers made it, dude.
So I hope they make the playoffs this year. So now I have a valid argument.
Oh, because you guys got it. Because then we can't use it anymore. But dude, when we have Trevor Lawrence and we're on the way up, dude.
Oh my god, bro! You mean Justin Fields?
Bro, the Jaguars give me a scare. We almost won this weekend. Can't be having that.
My god, bro. When I saw that shit went to overtime, that's how unpredictable this league has been, bro.
I was like, bro,
and my kicker's garbage. I had the Vikings kicker. I'm like, oh, they went to overtime. Perfect. A field goal to seal the win. He missed two fucking extra points.
Hate that guy.
Either way, the Eagles, you guys know what I want them to do. Trade him to Indy. He's going to win a Super Bowl. Bro, literally, if they trade him to Indy, he's going to have the same bounce back that Ryan had.
No, trade him to New Orleans, bro.
Get out of here.
I'll give you Jameis.
No.
I guess, yeah. I guess.
That's what needs to happen. I mean, I've also seen people saying that you should give him one more year and keep him.
I think you can train him for how much longer? I think you should just let him go.
But I hate when people act like it's been like so long that he's been bad. When has he been bad?
Every year.
Name it. Name. Okay, well, so what was so bad about
last year? When did he come into the league?
What? Like
2015.
2016 was his rookie year. Then 2017 was his MVP year.
Did he, no, don't say MVP year.
His MVP year.
He was an MVP candidate.
Did he win, though?
No, he didn't.
He almost won, losing, like, missing out the last five games. Who won that year? Tom Brady.
Brady.
And Brady didn't even have that good of a year. They just gave it to him because Carson Wentz was fucking hurt. That's bullshit.
2016? Garbage. 17? Garbage. 18? Garbage. 19? Garbage.
That's fucking false.
20?
You want to hear it?
Garbage.
Okay, look, let's compare. Like, I saw this video literally comparing his last 3 years versus this year. You know what the touchdown to interceptions was for the last 3 years? 81 touchdowns to 21 interceptions. That's almost 4-1.
That's too much.
That shit's fucking
elite. Basically is 4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. There's a couple, whatever, yeah, short. But, yeah, bro, that shit's fucking elite.
No, but no, honestly, though, like, I'm just like, he's been fine. I've never had, like, I just don't like him just because you love him so much.
Bro, the only reason I love him is because people fucking hate him for some fucking reason, right? Last year, he single-handedly led them to the playoffs, right? That team was fucking garbage.
I said this last time, but can you imagine if Josh McCown had won that team of Super Bowl? He would have never been welcome in Philly again.
Never, never.
He right? Just pack his bags.
Bro, I just feel like I saw a report saying that he lost a lot of confidence when they drafted Jalen Hurts. And I can imagine, bro. That shit sucks. It's like, dude, I just took you guys to the playoffs. And they're drafting like.
But Aaron Rodgers didn't lose confidence. He fucking
because
showed
he's
up.
Fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Also, yeah, it's also
big
different.
Cock Aaron Rodgers.
You gotta think Carson Wentz already has I guess not a lower confidence, but like a lower self esteem in Philadelphia. Like they have a fucking statue of his fucking
dude,
backup.
Not only that,
in front of the stadium.
I saw this in the documentary, like the Amazon one. Philly fans are fucking brutal.
Yeah, they're fucking.
And they're very fucking. Even though they're Eagles fans, they're bad wagons. When they lose, even if week one they lose, like, dude, we're fucking tanking, dude. We're just gonna rebuild. If they win, we're going to the fucking Super Bowl, baby.
Yeah, they're the
they
worst.
Lose.
It's not like Cowboys fans,
dude. If they fucking lose,
bro, I think they're worse.
No, I that's they after probably watching are that, worse. I'm like they're the worst fans in the NFL.
I don't know if they're the worst.
No, they're pretty bad.
Dude, yeah, they're pretty bad.
Watch the documentary.
As a whole, probably garbage. Has the worst fans in the NFL.
Oh, I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Because I was going to say the Steelers have some really bad fans.
Yeah, bro. You guys are pretty delusional. I've been fighting with you guys on Twitter all day, dude.
But no, the fucking Eagles, dude. Even if they fucking win and like Carson Wentz has a bad game, they're like, dude, Carson Wentz has to retire. We got to rebuild the team. That win was a fluke.
Bro,
we all deserve
it's
like,
so bad.
They're so fucking annoying.
Remember when they burned the city down just because they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They literally burn shit down.
Bro, their dude, own city.
That city is so strange. There's no way to get a hold of it.
Do they have that one Rocky movie and that's all they have?
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Bro, don't you remember what Stephen A. Smith said? Miami will never love you like Philadelphia did. He said that to Jimmy Butler.
Fucking bozo.
Bro, dude, you're right, dude, because we're not fucking fickle like they are, bro.
Exactly.
It's fucking bullshit. All right. So I guess we've all decided they should probably move on.
Yeah,
if
probably.
If not, give him one more year. I mean, like, bro, this year's just been a mess. Draft a fucking what? Draft a wide receiver that's supposed to be good. And that's someone you saw and you're like, damn, bro, I think this guy's going to be pretty good. Fucking bullshit.
But speaking right? of fickle.
I had never heard of Jalen Reagor before, though. Fucking.
Wait, dude, I was going to wait. Speaking of fickle, let's talk about the Seahawks defense.
It didn't work.
I don't know. I thought about when you said fickle. I'm like, I'm gonna use that word. Let me use it in a sentence.
Speaking of idiots, let's talk about the Seahawks. That one worked a lot better.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like speaking of the NFC East, like talk about the Giants. But
talk about the Seahawks, bro. They're trash. They're garbage.
See, what your question here is: buying the Giants as a good team or Seahawks as fraud? I say por qué no los dos.
Why not both? Bro, did
I said this before, and today he confirmed it with me. If Saquon was to hurt, this would be a positive team.
I believe.
I don't believe that. They've just gotten better as of late.
No, but the two games that would have put them over, or at least tied, that I can easily think of, are the Bucks and the Eagles games. If they had a good running game.
No, because in the Eagles game, bro, that was Carson Wentz, bro. Carson wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me talk to you, Nick. The Eagles game, if it was what ran out the ball, they wouldn't have given Carson Wentz that. And the funny thing is, Carson Wentz won the game with a 5'11 running back who caught the fucking football.
Yeah, he didn't have a
running back either. That's hilarious. No, like
Boston Scott.
Yeah, I'm saying like a 5'11 running back caught the game winning touchdown.
Yeah, but I'm saying he didn't have a running back either because I'm pretty sure that was the game Boston Scott started.
Yeah, because I picked him up and gave me 17 points.
Miles Sanders was hurt.
And then same thing with the Bucks game. But like, I don't know. The Giants
are good. I think the Giants are a good team.
I think Daniel Jones, franchise quarterback.
Yes.
Franchise quarterback. He's proving that. Even though he turns the ball over,
he has a speed.
I think he's leading the team.
Look, man.
And you saw what, did you guys see what Colt McCoy said about him?
Who?
Colt McCoy, the guy who started the game for the Giants. Right? He literally came out and said, he's like, damn, dude, like Daniel Jones. They asked him, like, oh, who helped to be prepared for this week? And he goes, dude, I've been on a lot of teams, whatever. Daniel Jones, like, literally helped me and walked me through this week to make sure I was as prepared as possible. I love that.
That's wild for, like, a second-year quarterback to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that guy.
I like him, too.
That's a good guy.
That's why, like, okay, like, Drew Lock, bro, it sucks that he's been trash this year. But, you know, I root for him.
That's another guy. I like that guy.
But Daniel Jones, on the other hand, is playing himself into not being replaced. Because a lot of people were saying that the Giants were going to draft Trevor Lawrence. Because they started off, I think, 1-7
or 0-7. Yeah, at one point, they were, like, top three pick.
So, yeah. Now they're rooting back. I think their coach is really good. Their coach is the Brian Flores this year.
Doing great.
He's that boy.
Doing great. He's that boy.
He fucking reports that he fist fought his offensive line coach as he was fired in the middle of the week. Right, dude? He's that guy. Right, I just think their defense is up and coming. They got a good linebacker from the Packers that they signed. They have Jabril Peppers back there. They traded for Leonard Williams from the Jets, and he's turned out to be a pretty good guy. They might go to the playoffs. Which team do you think goes to the playoffs out of the Washington football team and the Giants?
Both. Let me tell you, dude. Seventh seed right now in the NFC is the 6-6 Vikings.
Bro, dude, I called the Vikings going to the playoffs.
They might not.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're going, but I'm just saying, bro.
They're a game away from being the seventh seed. One of those two teams. That's crazy, bro. That's insane.
It'd be crazy if after all this time calling them trash, they get two teams in the playoffs.
That would be wild, dude. I'm here for it.
It's like eat your dust. It's like fucking.
I'm here for it.
That'd be insane.
But who would get? I don't know. It's whoever gets a higher record, obviously. But if they finish, for example, hypothetically, they finish same record, who gets the?
It depends on your divisional record.
Depends on your divisional record.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Because Washington beat Giants, right?
No.
No, I think they both beat each other.
Yeah, they beat each other.
Yeah, they played twice.
Yeah, they beat each other, and the Washington beat the Cowboys.
No, I think the Giants won both.
Did they actually? All
right, I think so.
We're going
to fact. Because Daniel Jones has never lost to Washington.
Fun fact.
I've seen one of those wins, bro.
Yeah. But the Giants have lost to the Cowboys, while Washington has beat the Cowboys.
Washington has beat the Cowboys, so I think Washington will get the
Giants lost to the Eagles. Well, that was a Boston Scott game.
Yeah.
And has Washington beat the Eagles?
Has Washington played the Eagles?
Right now.
Dude, has Washington played the Eagles?
Yeah, they played in week one and they won.
Oh, so dude, it's probably Washington.
Washington would probably win the division.
The Eagles are in third place.
Yeesh. And the Cowboys?
Fourth. About to be fifth place.
So they're not going to Super Bowl this year, is what you're trying to tell me. Mm-hmm.
Still possible.
Hey, we them boys.
We them boys, bro. How about them Cowboys?
All
right, I guess it's that time of the week again, bro.
My top 10
picks of the week.
Nick gets to get the top 10. Let's go.
At 10. I had the Tennessee Titans.
Bro, it's not the Steelers.
I'm being generous.
You're not being generous.
I have the Titans.
Yeah.
Not much to say about that. 9. The fuck did I write there? Oh, the Rams. I hand wrote this. So I'm like,
wait, why are they so low? What the fuck? Bro.
Because I think these teams can beat them.
You know, I was thinking, bro, that team, like Sean McVay, hell of a coach.
Oh, great coach.
Love that guy.
That's one of those things where, like, I have him at 9, but with the little talking, I can put him
at 10. It's hard. Like, it's because all these teams are so good 1 week and, like,
yeah,
these teams are fickle, dude. Yeah. You want to talk about fickle, bro?
God damn, bro. That's a big word.
Dude, you're using that word a lot.
Yeah, bro. Feels a little racist.
But fucking, it's so hard. Like, all these teams are so good 1 week, so bad. It's a fucking hard to.
It's a toss up. I was telling Nick in the car, this year is so unpredictable.
It is.
Like you know, we didn't talk much about it. We just talked about the Giants the last time. But how the fuck did the Seahawks lose that game? Like, there was so much like.
The Seahawks didn't fucking lose that game, bro. They got Russell Wilson, bro. Pat McAfee jokes that he's broken. He might be fucking broken.
He might be.
Bro, I was looking at the stat, dude. You know who has the most turnovers since week 7?
Who? Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because there's just been games where he's had like 3 interceptions. Like,
12 interceptions.
Carson Wentz is like 5th on the list. And everyone's like, bro, like, I only hear about one of these guys every week.
Yeah.
It's like Russ, Kirk Cousins. There's a bunch of fucking names here.
No, was Kirk Cousins there?
I think he was 4th. I know
Jared Goff was there.
I know what tweet you saw. Yeah.
Probably.
At 8, I have the Miami Dolphins.
MIA.
We're low.
You're sleeping. Literally, I want to say my 7 through 10 team. No, 7 through 9 teams can be like all like interchangeable. Maybe even 6. 7 have the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Oh no, we didn't beat the Seahawks.
Yeah,
but okay.
We did beat the Rams.
You see?
Look at that.
So you're doing Colin Cowherd's method?
No, Colin Cowherd.
Then 6, I got Cleveland because, you know.
Oh my bro, we'd wash the Browns
because
we have a quarterback
because Odell this was hurting that team.
Would the Dolphins? Would they wash?
No.
What do you mean? No, get out of here!
I don't think so. Anything. I don't think
it depends on what Dolphins come out there because our fucking offensive coordinator.
Which fucking Dolphin?
You want to talk about
if it's Mahi Mahi? We're winning that motherfucker,
bro. You want to talk about a bad offensive coordinator, bro? For some fucking reason, our offensive coordinator. You want to talk about predictable? Only runs on first down,
dude.
No, not only runs on first down. Runs on every first down, so it's impossible. We were within the 5 yard line. This man ran the ball 3 times. He didn't throw once. And then towards the end of the game, he started throwing on third down. So you're not even giving Tua a chance to score a touchdown. It's fucking bullshit. Oh, all right? Wow. But continue.
I'm going to say we have the worst offensive coordinator, but...
Dude, I feel like... I was going to say, real quick, when you said the offensive coordinator, I feel like this year is like the year of like bad offensive coordinators. I feel like everyone has a fucking bad one.
The only one that doesn't is the Chiefs. The Chiefs, the
Saints. I like that guy.
Bienemy?
Bienemy.
Okay, Baltimore has the ball. Okay. I said Browns right. 5 have the Bills.
A little bit low.
Bills Mafia.
This is where like it gets interesting.
Wait, but weren't the Dolphins at 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, we... Okay.
How'd you skip from 8 to 5?
We didn't.
I said Seahawks and Browns.
Oh, you did say Seahawks and Browns.
7-6.
I don't know what the fuck just happened to me.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what, did I skip it? 5 have the Bills. They're playing good. 9-3. They've been times where I'm like, dude, they're fucking garbage. Dude, Stephon Diggs getting all the yards.
They've had a lot of them.
But Cole Beasley's getting the fucking touchdowns, and it's annoying.
I like that guy. That's a good guy.
Fuck you.
He's dude. A rapper.
He's a rapper, really?
And Cole Beasley is a rapper. The rapper, dude.
The rapper.
He's got some bars.
4.
Say it.
Very generously, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Damn, bro, dude. The mighty have fallen, bro.
And they fell hard.
Oh, my God, bro. And I remember you guys calling me blasphemous for so many weeks for saying the Chiefs were better. Oh my God, bro. Can't wait to rub this shit in your faces, bro. It's like, you're like, oh yeah, you only take the Chiefs because of Mahomes? I'm like, yeah, isn't that valid? No, it's not. We're undefeated.
It's not valid.
Bro, get out of here. One loss dropped them to 4, bro.
They fell hard.
They fell hard.
And I had his approval on this, so it's fine.
Oh my God.
3 had the Packers.
Honestly, you know, you're going low for me. I put the Steelers at 3.
Really?
Yeah, I would. The Packers have been like one of those inconsistent teams too.
Yeah.
It's just Aaron Rodgers, bro.
I think what we were talking about in the car, I think I did put Steelers at 3 or 4.
You put them at 4 because you had the
Steelers.
Did
I? Yeah.
I don't know.
My top 4 is the same as what you said in the car.
No shit. No, it's not. Yeah, no, it's not. Your 2 and 3 are different. My 2 and 3 are different. I put them at 3. I remember. I put them at 3. Yeah. Because I was arguing to you that I said we could beat the Saints.
Oh yeah, he had.
It's debatable.
I'm not saying they would lose. Okay, I'm gonna say 3 of Packers, 2 Saints, 1 Chiefs. He had Chiefs, Packers, Steelers, Saints.
He had the Packers at 2.
Yeah,
I don't know
because I think the Packers could beat the Steelers.
That defense is a little strange.
Dude, I'm turning around for one.
Is this the year where the Packers go to the Super Bowl? I want Aaron Rodgers to go to another Super Bowl.
I
want to
see the State Farm Bowl, bro.
Okay,
him and Patrick Mahomes.
Here's his bad. This is bad for me because I want him. I want Aaron Rodgers to go to the Super Bowl. But I want the Saints to go to Super Bowl. So it was between them.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees got one more in him.
At that just point, that guy, dude.
You prioritize your team. Like, the fuck? Like,
but obviously, if it's NFC Championship game, it was fucking Packers and fucking...
Yeah, like, I like Patrick Mahomes, but you think I want the Chiefs to go over the Steelers? Like, no.
If it's Packers and Rams for the NFC Championship game, go Packers.
You know, bro, I like Patrick Mahomes, but do you really think I'm going to choose Patrick Mahomes over the Carson Jaguars? Over the Jaguars, bro? Dude,
absolutely not. Happen, bro. Absolutely not.
This Cowboys game is fucking tingling me because, like, because Amari Cooper has a touchdown already. They have, like, 2 minutes left. They're not going to win the game, but, you know, the Cowboys, they're going to try to fucking keep it up.
Bro, Amari Cooper didn't.
Dog, points. You're 132-109.
Like, oh, really?
You're fine.
Okay, because I didn't see that part.
You're fine.
I just saw that Amari Cooper had points, and Zeke actually has his projected points.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got to get into week 14 games. We start off, bro, this week we actually have a Thursday night game. Who would have thought?
Who would have
finally
thought?
We're back on schedule.
All right, we got New England at the Rams. Who you guys got?
If it's the New England that showed up last week.
A week ago, I would have said the Rams, no doubt. Now? Don't know.
I'm going Rams.
I'm going to choose New England.
I'm going to pick the Rams, too.
No, I just think...
I thought you were choosing
New England. Jalen Ramsey, that guy. But the thing is, bro, Jalen Ramsey kind of goes to waste. But Cam Newton is that guy. Cam Newton is that guy. Jalen Ramsey kind of goes to waste this week.
Why?
Because who the fuck is he going to cover? And Keo Harry covers himself. Oh, yeah. He's that slow.
He's just covering Cam. He's just covering Cam. Fuck
no,
it.
No more disrespect towards NQ Harry.
The defensive plan for NQ Harry is like, just let that man run. He doesn't know what he's doing.
It's like, hey, let him go.
Doesn't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. No, but seriously, Jalen Ramsey can set the edge.
He's going to cover Cam, dude. He's just like, exactly. I got you, buddy.
Exactly.
But I'm going to pick New England.
A lot of zone plays.
Here's another fucking banger.
Minnesota at Tampa Bay.
Minnesota.
I don't know.
Tampa.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, Tampa coming off a bye, bro. Tom Brady might not hate Bruce Arians as much as
Fun fact, now. I tried to go to this game.
You try to go every game.
Tickets were expensive. Tickets were expensive.
You're like the O-line with Tebowis. Every fucking team has the best
O-line. Well, because I actually once sat down with my father and said, we're going to go, and then tickets are too expensive. I'm like, never mind. That's literally how it always happens.
Bro, okay. So I'm going Tampa just because it's coming off the bye.
Tampa gay.
But I would not be... I agree with that, dude.
I'm going to say Tampa because I have Mike Evans and we're in the playoffs now for fantasy.
Well, I have Ronald Jones. I'm not sure if I should
play him. You got Rojo.
Rojo.
I'm not sure if I should play him in the playoffs, bro. That's a decision that has to be made.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, but he's your second. Like, I have Chris Carson as my second running back. He's your first, right? Bro, we have the same running back.
I was going to say, what team are you guys fucking talking about?
You should have gotten David Montgomery, bro. We would have been right there.
I do have to.
All right, we're moving on. Arizona at the Giants. We're going in with the Giants.
I'm going with the Giants, bro.
Bro, dude. Arizona, dude, 6-6. If it wasn't for the Hail Mary,
they still outscored the Giants.
If it wasn't for the Hail Mary, they would have lost. They would have a losing record right now.
But they still outscored the Giants.
But that Giants defense, bro.
What are the
they held Russell Wilson to 5 points, bro.
What are the 49ers?
Garbage.
Oh man, bro. We have seven losses. How many?
5-7.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
because they were 5-6. They could have gone 6-6. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're close. We're going to make the playoffs, bro.
Close.
All right.
Kansas
City. I'm going with the Giants.
I'm going with Arizona. The Giants.
Might be frauds, bro.
I'm going next
year.
Well,
not might be. They are frauds.
They need one more year.
One more year, dude. All right. Kansas City at Miami, bro.
I'm choosing Kansas City.
All right, dude. For the sake of argument, I'm going with Miami, dude.
I'm picking Kansas. Would not be surprised if Miami wins this game.
Have you seen
at this point, bro? I'm rooting against Kansas City the whole year at this point.
Miami, dude, we got that guy in Brian Flores, bro.
Brian Flores is that guy, bro. When I saw that, I was like,
bro, he almost fought a player.
Say, come on, bro.
He's that guy. And honestly, I think he would have won.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Bro, dude, he's that guy.
Brian Flores is built.
Bro, dude. There's not a chance. Like, there's not a thought in my mind.
I like that guy.
Yeah. Bro, how can you see that your coach is willing to go out there and fight for you and then lose the next week?
Yeah,
I like that,
bro, dude. And you have Xavier Howard, bro. Xavier Howard's probably the best cornerback in football besides Jalen Ramsey.
And he's leading the lead in interceptions.
And every game he gets a fucking interception. That was the softest fucking ejection I've ever seen in my league.
Stupid.
And that wouldn't have been an ejection in the NBA.
I'm glad that happened because I've had to pick T. Higgins over Tyler Boyd in FanDuel, and it worked out.
Hey, look. Another game that he almost went to.
That was the game I almost went to.
I have a question as you're the podcast Dolphins fan. Fitz played this game, obviously.
No, he didn't.
Tua played.
Are you fucking me, mate?
No.
Are you fucking me?
Dude, I swear to God, the clips I saw of this game were all Fitz.
No, bro. Tua's the GOAT. Still hasn't thrown an interception.
Really?
So what game did I watch?
I don't know what game you're watching. Bro.
I don't know what game you're watching.
Are you
he
stupid?
Was 5 yards away from 300 yards, right? And like I said, coming out of the second half, they opened the fucking playbook, and he looked like a significantly better quarterback.
Okay, well, you gotta do that.
I might have to sit down and watch a fucking Dolphins game.
You have to. It's exciting. It's fun to watch.
I'm gonna watch this one.
If we pick up Patrick Mahomes, it's over, bro. It's over,
dude.
Can you imagine if you guys sack him and injure him?
No. Whoa.
Yeah, and he just dies.
Oh, fucking tears an ACL and just tears a blood vessel.
That's interesting. Okay. Patrick Mahomes is going to come back to the city. He won a Super Bowl in. Wow. Look at that.
Bro, a Super Bowl I almost went to, dude?
You know that game? I almost went to.
Fun fact, I almost went to that game. Oh, what happened? We looked to it. Too expensive. Couldn't go.
Right. Too bad that's actually what fucking happened, bro.
I mean, everyone looked
at that. Everyone looked at it. Everyone looked at him.
Tennessee
fun at fact, Jacksonville. Real quick, fun fact. That year, the Kansas City Chiefs, best O-line in football.
Best O-line in football.
Well, speaking of best O-lines in football, we got the Tennessee Titans, bro.
Oof.
At the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Salute.
I'm choosing Tennessee.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, for me, it's hard to pick against Mike Glennon, you know, dude. And that's dangerous. That dangerous.
Is it Mike Glennon? I don't even know who's starting.
No, it is. Like Doug Marone came out and said that Mike Glennon's the starting quarterback.
Isn't Gardner Minshew like fine?
I'm not sure if they're just benching him.
They're benching him.
I think at this point they're just benching him,
which hurts my heart.
Damn it, Minshew. This is why I never got a Minshew jersey.
You should. The Steelers should pick him up.
That's a toughie.
He's nasty. All right, moving on. Yeah. We're all obviously going Tennessee, realistically. We're going Dallas at Cincinnati.
This is anyone's game.
This is anyone's game, dude. This is America's game.
Yeah, bro. You have like
the Cincinnati. Redhead Andy Dalton going against his former team. Oh, a showdown!
This is Dallas' game to win.
I think Dallas.
Yeah, wins. I think Dallas.
Cincinnati is a poverty franchise. They're dirty as fuck. I hope they never win a
Super Bowl. God, shit!
Jesus Christ!
Dude,
bro, you guys didn't watch the game. The player of theirs got suspended for stepping on one of the Dolphins' ankles.
I saw that, but I took dirty, like, ooh, dirty.
Yeah?
And then the reason the fight happened was because this fucking guy did a fucking dirty ass play, two plays in a row.
Dirty.
So they fucking Brian Flores went to go take him out. You know, the trash takes itself out, so they're obviously out of the playoffs already. They're not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. Still don't have an indoor practice facility.
You know what's the best thing about the Bengals?
What? They're garbage.
Ocho Cinco's OnlyFans.
Bro, Ocho Cinco, bro? I know we said we're never signing up for an OnlyFans.
We got to put down the company card.
Yeah. On the tax write-off.
The company
card. It's charity.
It's for business. You know,
it's business.
Strictly business. It's charity.
All right. So let's move on to Houston at Chicago. We have a 2016 quarterback battle, dude. Deshaun Watson versus Mitchell Trubisky, bro. Hey, bro, Maserati Mitch had a good game.
Deshaun Watson was in the league in 2016?
2017.
I don't know, whatever draft.
Oh, the one that went.
No, but it might have been the 2016 draft, wasn't it?
2017.
2017 draft? All right, whatever. Either way.
I'm going to choose.
2017 draft might have been one of the best drafts of all time. I'm just saying.
Overall or quarterbacks?
Overall. That was the big running back draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that draft was pretty trash for the first like five picks. Like, I'm pretty sure all the first five picks were
no, because it was Miles Garrett. Maserati Mitch.
You just call him Miles Garrett garbage.
Are you saying Miles Garrett is garbage?
You're defensive player.
Are you saying Miles Garrett is garbage?
I didn't know he was from the draft. But then after that, the 49ers picked. They picked Solomon Thomas. I'm not saying he's garbage.
But
then
was it Fournette? Fuck.
Yeah, it was
Fournette. Yeah, Fournette was fourth overall.
And then Jamal.
Oh, Jamal Adams?
Oh, that's a great draft.
Blitz boy?
That's a great draft. Like, fantastic. I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
Blitz boy?
That was the draft.
He was the first five picks of garbage. And that was same Hall of Famer.
Same draft as, you know, Patrick Mahomes, those guys. Yeah. Alvin Kamara, great guy.
Yeah, Kamara.
Same draft as TJ Watt.
Was it McCaffrey too?
McCaffrey as well. TJ Watt was in that draft.
A beautiful
fantastic draft.
I should have gone to that one. You know, fun fact,
I almost went to that draft.
All right, speaking of games that I almost went to, Denver at Carolina.
We never chose.
Chicago.
Doesn't matter.
Bro. Houston. Chicago. Houston. No.
I'm going Chicago.
I'm going Houston. Matt Nagy's a bozo.
Let's go. H-Town, baby.
Matt Nagy's a bozo.
Maserati Mitch is the
I'm
boy.
I'm for Chicago because we have their first round pick.
You know what I'm doing? So. Bring Trubisky to the Steelers. See what happens. I'm not against it.
Bro, I'd be so down for that just to see like
their team this.
I want you to know what it's like to win one game.
Feel my pain.
Dude, I'm so down for it. Let's get it.
All right.
Denver at Carolina.
It's anyone's game. I'm choosing Carolina.
No, Carolina.
Carolina. McCaffrey should be back by
Carolina
this game.
Carolina's the best of the bad games. You're hoping for that. I know you.
Oh, if McCaffrey.
Dude, this man came back for one game and played me.
I told him if McCaffrey does not play for the rest of the season, he's come back for the year next year. Fuck it, I don't care.
Probably. Yeah.
Let's see. I don't think so. The fuck? Because he came. It was very back and forth.
But he only
come back player next year?
Who would it be?
Saquon,
OBJ, Nick Bosa.
But dude,
you're talking about the same guy who had 12 yards in the first game? Saquon?
Hey.
That guy? That one?
Someone's on my side at least.
You know who could be? Nick Bosa, bro.
Did I not just fucking say that? I literally was listing them off like fucking.
I don't know about you, bro.
I'm feeling 22, baby.
Bro, you guys lost this week. You can't be speaking.
I'm picking the Panthers.
I'm picking the Panthers.
All right, Panthers.
Jets at Seattle.
Jets.
Obviously, I think Russell Wilson's broken.
Colts at Las Vegas.
Are we actually picking the Jets?
No, Seattle.
All right, Colts at Las Vegas. I'm going.
I don't know.
I'm going Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm going Vegas.
Vegas kind of been a bust lately.
That Jets game was
too Derek Carr got a defensive coordinator fired. I don't care.
Oh my god, it was not Derek Carr. The defensive coordinator got him so fired. Which I'm actually happy he got fired. That guy's a scumbag.
That guy's a bitch.
He was a fucking garbage player.
Yeah.
Okay, the game's over.
I won. Washington and San Francisco.
Washington.
I don't know.
They're on a hot streak.
They are on a hot streak. But it's San Francisco, bro.
It's a toughie.
We're in San Francisco. I believe in my team.
I guess.
We're in the playoff hunt. So are they. But we're in the playoff hunt.
You guys are in a deeper playoff hunt than they are.
Not really. I mean, we both have the same record.
Yeah, but they can actually make it. They're not.
Oh, you do have the same record. I thought you were 6-6 for a second.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's like a little bit harder for San Francisco than
Washington.
Yeah, it is because we have to go for the
wild card. That's what I'm saying. You have the harder one.
So New Orleans at Philadelphia.
New Orleans.
Atlanta at Chargers.
Chargers.
All right, I'm going. All right. Because I didn't pick for the Philadelphia game.
I just figured you'd choose New Orleans.
I should have. I don't know why I now did put myself.
Did you know that the Saints are the number one ranked defense?
Bro, that's a fucking surprise. Because a while ago we were talking about how the defense is pretty garbage.
Yeah, you both were.
I do know that.
You were lighting me up. I'm like,
for a while there, they were garbage. They got better. They weren't that great.
Yeah, they were fine. Like I said,
number one ranked defense. Worst pass rush, and then all of a sudden just got better.
Because we don't play around, baby.
Bro, and Jalen Hurts in his first start has to go against that. That's fun.
Yeah, I want to see him. I don't want to see him struggle because obviously I don't hope.
I want to see him fucking pain.
But you know what, dude?
I want to see him suffer.
I don't want to see him do bad. I just don't want to see him like excel because I just want people to know that's team fucked and it's not Carson Wentz's fault.
I want him to suffer.
I get that. I get what you're saying.
Green Bay at Detroit.
Green Bay.
This could be a toss up, dude.
Green Bay.
I have Hackett's in though.
Free from the shackles of. Oh, you know what's funny? Detroit had never beaten Chicago under Matt Patricia. Their first game off of Matt Patricia, they beat Chicago. So you know what's going to happen? Free of the shackles of Matt Patricia, they're going to win.
So glad Matt Patricia got fired, man.
But I'm picking Green Bay.
I'm picking Green Bay, too. Pittsburgh at Buffalo.
I want to dream, but...
This is a toss-up.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
We're going Buffalo. Josh Allen, bro. Dude, Josh Allen.
Never going to root against my team.
The Stephon Diggs, dude.
You saw what Alex Smith did to Pittsburgh? Imagine that times 10, bro, with Josh Allen that... That crispy arm, dude. Doesn't matter where it's at.
Ain't shit.
He's got that arm to fucking play in that weather.
Yeah.
He's going to win, bro. I believe in him. And then we actually have a pretty fun Monday night game. Baltimore at Cleveland.
I think Cleveland's going to wipe the floor.
Cleveland gets this one.
What did you say?
I think Cleveland's going to wipe the floor.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they're going to wet the bed, dude. You know what I mean?
I was like, oh. Shit
the bed. All right. So I guess let's move on to the NBA, dude.
The Basketball Association.
It's a fucking
National Basketball Association.
There's a blockbuster trade between the Houston Rockets and the Washington Wizards.
The more I think about it, the more like it's like settles with me. Like it's like fine. I think it's fine.
You can't.
I'm actually excited. All right. Well, let's just talk about the Rockets trade away Russell Westbrook for John Wall and a first round pick. Who do you think won this trade? And what are your expectations for both teams this season?
In theory, the Rockets got more. So technically they won. But Washington won the trade.
I think in basketball, trading works a little bit different.
Washington won the trade.
Whoever gets a better player wins. But in this trade, I think John Wall and Russell Westbrook aren't as far apart at this point as people think.
Mm-hmm.
If John Wall comes back from his Achilles and he's 80% of what he was before, the Rockets won the trade, in my opinion.
I think the Wizards did.
And I'm not saying they can make a run at the championship or anything like that. Even if James Harden doesn't play for the Rockets this season, that's a tough Rockets team. Because not that they're that great, but they have a really fucking tough
personality. Without James Harden?
Without James Harden, they can make the playoffs. Assuming that they get back Caris LeVert or someone like that,
they
can make the playoffs.
They'd be a very low seed.
I mean, possibly, but that's a very tough team.
I think Philly's more likely, but for James Harden.
No, I don't think so.
He's expressed this already.
No, but he said that he wants to go to Brooklyn.
To what I read, he said he hasn't been going to practice because he said he wants to be traded to the Sixers. Who understands this man anymore, bro?
No one, dude.
Got to put fucking his jersey in the strip club.
Either way, I'm excited.
Put in the rafters.
I think John Wall's going to have a really good season this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, so. I like be surprised if he doesn't.
I like John Wall. I hope so.
I wouldn't be surprised if not. I mean, I just think he needs to get out of that team.
I don't think he needs to get off that team. I think the team made a really fucking big mistake by trading him away. I think.
Yeah, it could be one of those, like, yeah.
You trade away your best player in franchise
right now
history.
John Wall's my clear shot for most improved player.
Oh, probably.
No.
Oh, Kevin Durant, dude.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind.
That's not like comeback player of the year. That's literally like you have to be trashed before doing it.
Yeah, but it's like.
No.
It kind of does work like comeback player of the year, though.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't, but it's like it kind of does.
If it does, but Kevin it does. Durant.
No, that's not. What? Because, bro, that's not how most improved player works.
Yeah, I know. It's you have to improve. I get it. You have to be trash and then not be. Yeah, I get it.
You have to be like a role player and then go into like a semi-all-star. It's usually the way it works.
Can it be Devin Booker?
No, Devin Booker's already fucking averaging 25 points per game.
But he averages 30.
So unless he averages 40 next season, then yeah, it's not going
to
be him.
Yeah, if I had to think, I don't know, maybe finally give it to Bam. I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God, bro. Fucking robbery. Might be Precious. Might be, bro, might be Tyler Hero.
Fuck. My mic.
Yeah. Might be Tyler Hero. We'll see that when we get to the season. I don't know. I think Washington Shea was fine. I think it was fine.
I don't think so. It hurts me.
Well, obviously it hurts you personally.
I'm still a Wizards fan. I don't love Russell Westbrook. I'll try to love him for the season.
I don't like Russell Westbrook, but I just think they would benefit me more, that team.
And I used to think that John Wall was a much better shooter than Russell Westbrook.
He's not much better.
But then when I saw that stat, keyword used to. Okay. And when I saw the stats, I'm like, oh my God. it's not that deep.
That much better.
It was like,
he's a little bit better.
It was like 31-32%. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
In game six of the fucking second round of the playoffs, he did hit a game-winning three.
Who did?
John Wall.
Okay. Can you say
who? It's the highlight of my life. I was so excited for that team. Never did anything after that, though. That was the peak of the Wizards. That probably will be the peak of the Wizards for the foreseeable future.
You know, we support Washington in different ways.
Why? Oh, because you like football? I mean, I like their football team, too.
I like the football team.
Yeah, but you like the Wizards more.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm a Wizards fan.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a
football. I would never be a Wizards fan.
You can't be a football team fan.
Good Lord, I would not. Good Lord, I would not.
I'd rather die than be a Bullet fan. All right,
let's move on to the other news. We got some big fucking news in the boxing world, bro.
So stupid.
Floyd Money Mayweather is taking on Logan Paul on February 20th, 2021.
I will be watching this fight.
I will be watching this fight, too. Who's not going to be watching this fight?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Floyd Money Mayweather loses his...
Bro, you know, like, in my mind, it's actually a very real possibility that happens.
It's not impossible.
I mean, it's not because he's younger.
He's younger. He's fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's Logan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking huge.
And Floyd Mayweather is, like, my height. He weighs, like, 130. I'm assuming he's probably going to add on some weight for this fight.
Can't read? Won't know
I don't
if he's
think
losing.
He will. I think he's gonna make Logan get to his weight class. I don't think
no. It's impossible. It's literally impossible for Logan.
I don't
get
think
his weight.
Fucking Floyd's
Logan's
gonna
like
be putting
two.
On weight.
Logan's 6'2". It's literally impossible for him to get
Logan's
down to 130.
Jesus Christ!
That man's is huge.
Let's suck it up.
That's fucking horrible.
So
it's gonna be a funny fight to watch. I mean,
the thing is,
wouldn't be surprised if the more experienced player wins this. But
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, wouldn't be a fighter, a shocker.
But I'm saying like it wouldn't be that much of a surprise to me if he lost, just because like I think like obviously the connotation around like Logan and Jake Paul is that they're YouTubers, but at least Logan was like a national like level wrestler in high school. He was like the third best wrestler in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, but it's Ohio.
Yeah, but yeah that's where they're fucking wrestling. These are the white boys.
In Ohio.
I think Michigan State's the number one university for wrestling, actually.
Really? Never knew that.
Yeah. So, bro, they're athletes. I think Logan could pull this.
Oh, ball. Logan's an athlete.
I mean, Jake is now, too.
Jake's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Jake's a rapper, dude, according to him, bro. He doesn't want to be called a YouTuber anymore.
He's a YouTuber who fought a basketball player. Like,
bro, he knocked that. He knocked him out, bro.
He's a basketball player.
Dude. It was still funny, though.
Oh, hilarious.
Nate Robinson was talking
fucking funny.
It was great.
Bro, dude, it's just like...
I mean, that was another instance where we're just like, oh, he's going to get fucking mopped. He's going to mop the floor with him, bro.
Yeah, I don't know who realistically thought that Nate Robinson would win. I think a lot more people are going to take him more seriously when they say that they want to box.
Let's box.
I know Shannon Sharp wants Brandon Marshall to box Jake Paul. To get revenge. I think I'd take Brandon Marshall at that point.
For the culture, dude.
Brandon Marshall's that dude. He's one of my favorite players, bro.
That's hilarious. I think we should do it.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. All right. Check us out on our socials, @_EBSports on Instagram and Twitter, but not TikTok.
Not TikTok. We're fucking banned.
We're fucking banned. All right. On YouTube, we're extremely biased sports. That's all we have for you guys today. Peace out, guys.
Ciao.
Peace.